I want to explore how we can use this template to create a copy of the code and then be able to deploy this out into Azure Static Web Apps. I've already got the repository open. You'll notice the little button up top here that says Use this template. I'm going to click that. And then it's going to give me the opportunity to now create a brand new repository based on that. Now, this isn't a fork, it's creating a copy of this. So it's now my own repository separated from the one that was already there that I can then start to base my own projects on. I'm going to give this a very creative name here called Tasks Demo because I'm very creative in naming. And I'm just going to mark this as private. It doesn't matter your visibility, public or private, either works just fine. And I'm going to click Create Repository from Template. And with blinding speed and amazing accuracy, it will go ahead and create my brand new repository based on that starter kit. So now let's see how we can deploy this out to Azure Static Web Apps. So I'm going to open up Azure. I'm going to hit Create a New Resource. I'm going to do a search for static, oops, if I can spell that correctly, web app. And I'll click Create. I'm going to create a brand new resource group to put everything inside of. I'm going to call this again Tasks Demo. Very creative with my naming here. My name of my static web app is Tasks Demo. What's great here is that it does not need to be globally unique because it's going to generate a random name for me, which is just fine. I'm going to tell it to host things for staging in West US 2. I'm going to sign in with GitHub here and authorize this. There we go. And now I'm going to choose the organization. So that's going to be Geek Trainer. That was where I created the template or generated my code into. My repository, let me do a search for my tasks demo. And then my branch here is going to be main. Now down below on the build details, I am going to set this to custom because we didn't use any form of a framework or generator. Down here on the app location, everything was inside of public, if we remember, and our API was inside of API. Do make sure that you don't have that forward slash up top. No forward slash there, just simply public and then API. I'm going to click review and create, and I'm going to click create. This will then begin that process. So it will create my Azure Static Web App. It will update the repository with my action file here. So I can actually just open that up. Let me go to the workflow here. And this is now going to start the process of deploying. If I go to actions, I can actually see this doing its thing. And this will take a moment here, but of course, with the magic of video editing, it's going to happen, well, now. With our application deployed, let's go back and see how it looks. So I'm going to go back to Azure Static Web Apps. It created a little URL here for me of Purple Desert. Let me open that up inside of a new tab, and I'm going to get this little UI right here. So my tasks, my title, and then I could add a task here. This will eventually error out because we haven't yet set up the back-end database. We've only deployed the front end. So we'll close this video here, and in the next one, we'll see how to create and configure the database.